thank you for being here, and again, I thank King for inviting our program. My name is Courtney Gordon. I'm the Director of Nursing at ChapCare. And just to tell you a little about ChapCare, we were originally known as Community Health Alliance, and for reasons I don't know, we changed our name recently. We began in the 1990s as a collaboration between Kaiser Health Foundation, Huntington Hospital of Pasadena, California, and the Pasadena Department of Public Health, and it was in recognition of a lack of resources at that time, primarily in Northwest Pasadena, which is the poorest section of our community. And that's surprising to a lot of people because if you're familiar with Pasadena, it's often thought of as a very wealthy community, which most of it is, but we do have some areas of poverty. We've grown into 5 community health clinics, and we actually now serve more than just the Pasadena community. We serve what's called SPA 3, which is San Gabriel Valley, a very large region in Los Angeles County. So we've grown beyond our borders, our humble borders. We provide comprehensive family medical services, including adult, pediatric, dental care, and behavioral health care among our clinics. In addition to clinical services, we provide medical services to homeless via the outreach agencies within the community. One of the outreach sites is Foothill Unity, which is one of our partners here. And our population is pretty diverse. We have about 51% Hispanic, 21% African American, and the rest is a pretty healthy mix of ethnic groups. We're actually seeing a rising Asian population, primarily Chinese, but even Japanese and Vietnamese population. We have a decent-sized population of Armenians in the Pasadena area, and then a lot of other people. So part of the public health practicum was envisioned from the outset that the students would participate in the capacity of educators and promoters within our clinic system. And they'd also provide social needs assistance. It's, I'll go into some of the details later. Students were placed in our East Pasadena clinic, and we picked one clinic for the pilot, primarily for space issues, and at the time I was not the only nurse in our program, so I was designated as the nurse who would work with the students, and I was in that site. Students were provided with an office to work from within the clinic where they could meet privately with the clients that we referred to them. Clients were referred to the students as need was recognized. And I put referred in quotes simply because as the providers would recognize that this patient they were with had needs that they wouldn't necessarily be able to meet in that given session time, they would write up a little referral sheet that Hang showed in her presentation and pass that off to the students so the students would understand what the patient was being sent to them for. Our providers, which include medical doctors and physicians assistants, would complete the referral and conduct a warm handoff to the student team. So they could walk the patient over to the students, introduce them, give them a quick rundown of what the need was, and the students could take it over from there. Students were not restricted to a time limit, and that's simply because so far they haven't been overloaded. Their schedule hasn't been full, so that gives them the luxury of spending as much time as they and the client wants to spend. Session limits depending on the workload, client's schedule. So if the person wanted to spend a lot of time with the students, they could. If they had very limited time, that drove the session. Students were given access to the clinic's resource manual as well as the internet in order to identify resources for clients. So they had a variety of ways of finding, meeting the needs. Sessions were summarized on the referral form and in an electronic log created by the students. I could then take the information that they summarized and put it into our electronic medical record as part of their chart. As a program supervisor, I was given a verbal summary as well from the students. So student experiences. Over the course of 2 semesters, the students interacted directly with 50 patients. which over almost, 6 months may not seem like a lot, but it really did meet a need, and this is just in one clinic. So I think that's a pretty good number. They were able to provide concrete solutions or assistance to many and emotional support with all, and I think that emotional support really turned out to be something the patients really appreciate. Every patient, even if their need wasn't met, came away feeling like at least they had a chance to express their needs, to get some things off of their chest, and someone had time to listen and try and meet their need, even if they couldn't. Students were able to observe healthcare members in their daily provision of services to patients as well, so they could see what our providers were doing and how they interacted with patients. The students were able to assist clients in a number of areas to include affordable housing and shelter. This is probably one of the most difficult areas, too. Affordable housing is a real problem in the Los Angeles County area, and it's a struggle to find housing at all, much less affordable housing. So this is a real challenge, but they gave it their best, and sometimes with some success. Financial support for utilities is another thing. For those who do have a place to live, often they need help just affording the cost of utilities. And there are many programs available to low-income people for some reduction in utilities. And the students were able to help people identify these opportunities and fill out the applications for them and get that going. Behavioral health services. Now, not all of our students are expected. They're not expected to counsel patients who have some mental health needs, but they're certainly able to get some baseline information from them and pass them off to our behavioral health specialist. And sometimes the behavioral health service, quite honestly, is just the person has a need to talk and express some of their concerns and in an environment where they feel safe and they feel like somebody has the time to actually hear what they have to talk about. Employment training and job opportunities. That was interesting that a lot of our patients don't have some trouble nowadays finding jobs because so much of employment is on the internet now, and a lot of patients just aren't aware. They aren't aware of things like Craigslist and that there are a lot of opportunities listed there. So the students were great in being able to identify different sources for job opportunities and give some of our clients access to that and help them navigate through those processes. Legal support, that was another thing. A lot of patients don't realize that there are legal services for low-income populations, either free or very reduced services, cost for services. So they were able to help with that. And then food access, another big thing. We have a lot of food banks in the community, and people, for various reasons, aren't always aware of those. So they were able to help with that process. Okay, student experiences. The students updated ChatCare's social service resource binder. We had it, but it needed some updating. A lot of numbers and addresses needed to be updated. Students identified new references and resources for patient support services. Students worked directly with patients in a safe and confidential setting. And how did we benefit? Well, students provided a generally unmet need within ChatCare. Why was that unmet? Primarily because we didn't have the personnel. I myself would spend a lot of time in care coordination, but it's hard as one person to coordinate care for our thousands of clients in various sites. So this has really been an asset to us. We also just, funding for personnel to do this sort of thing is limited to us, so this was a great resource to us. Students allow clients to express their needs without time constraints that affect patient-provider sessions. The unfortunate reality is we provide care in a traditional Western medical model, and our providers just don't have a lot of time with the patients. They're very good. They're very considerate of the patient's needs beyond just the medical, but they don't have the time. So this was a good opportunity to allow our patients another resource. How do we benefit? Students are able to identify resources based on client-specific needs, so they're able to dig down and get to very specific things. Clients had time to articulate their needs without the feeling that they were taking too much of their provider's time. So a lot of our patients are afraid to bring up issues to the providers because they feel like, oh, the provider doesn't have time, they have to get to the next patient. I only have 15 minutes, I've got to get one big thing in. So a lot of times they're even hesitant to bring issues up with their provider. This way they could bring some other issues up and not feel constrained. Hurdles. Space wasn't as a major issue within the clinic. So finding space for our students and clients, a space that's comfortable, that is private, has been a little bit of an issue. We've managed to make it work, but it's always going to be an issue for us, unfortunately. Patient data security must be protected, so we've had to limit the students' access to our EMR. So they can get they would often have to come to me to get a sense of the background for the patient. What are some of their medical issues? What's the background? And then I would have to then take the data, their summaries, and put those into the EMR for them. Access to the internet is limited by a monitoring system built into our network. So about 6 months after I started at ChapCare, we had a wide open internet. But administration decided they didn't want anyone shopping on the job, not surprisingly. So we have this very almost militaristic monitoring system that blocks everything. Unfortunately, it even blocks very legitimate sites that the students identified as useful resources. So it's one of those things that's evolving. We have to make a list of sites we actually need access to. I show them that these are valid sites. These are very good resources, and then we get those cleared. It's kind of funny sometimes. Our clientele may have many medical and psychosocial needs. That's putting it mildly. People have a lot of needs, a lot of concerns that go well beyond basic physical health care. And a lot, as we all know, they're all tied together. So if you have a housing problem, if you have a food problem, that's going to affect your diabetes, your management of your diabetes or anything else. So it's all really tied together, and it can be pretty complex in terms of what their needs are. The Affordable Care Act brought a variety of hurdles to our system. Probably none of them surprising to you. Previously uninsured patients are now insured and seeking care, so that increased our population, which is wonderful for us as a clinic, but also patients would come to us with very complex health care problems. Patients would come and say, I haven't seen a doctor in 6 years, now I have insurance, here's my laundry list of problems, what can you do for me? So that it's something not unexpected, but we certainly have to find creative ways to address. Patients previously assigned elsewhere were now assigned to ChapCare. So as you all know, with the Affordable Care Act, a lot of patients are assigned a clinic, whether they knew it or not, and show up at the door kind of shocked and bewildered by it. Patients unclear as to how the healthcare system operates to address their needs. So again, people who haven't been in the system aren't always familiar with all the processes, especially referrals process, getting authorization for medication, for equipment, medical equipment. All of that is very difficult for some patients to understand. So again, these are some of the questions, some of the issues they've brought to our students, our interns. So how can we improve? Workspace is definitely an issue that we need to work on, a space that's private and comfortable. Student-provider connections and collaborations. Our providers are pretty busy, and I think one thing we really want to build is that connection, so the students can really interact with the providers and see what they do and how they approach some of these issues and what some of their barriers are to helping the patients and addressing their needs. EMR access and or a better method of tracking. I don't know that we'll have a solution to that. Certainly privacy is something we have to maintain, but that is something we have to look at, think about. And then just follow up. One of the issues we recognized was that our interns are actually developing good relationships with some of our clientele, but of course the interns move on. And as the interns move on, the clients' issues don't move on necessarily, or their needs don't move on. So we have to certainly maintain follow-up with some of those interventions that the students came up with during their time. And then identifying other clinical opportunities for students. Since we are a health clinic, we certainly want to give students the best chance to see all that we do and not just sit in an office and provide social services. And that is me.
Thank you.
Thank you.